Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
And again, it is a blessed privilege to visit with you today on the program as we give thanks to the Lord and knowing how that the Lord provides. Just a thought I'd like to share with you before we have our message on from the book of Genesis chapter 5. Again, we do ask for prayer for a young man who has cancer, very seriously ill in the hospital. Please pray for the Lord to save him, to open up his understanding, and to bring him to a saving knowledge of himself, that this young man will put his faith and trust in Christ Jesus the Lord, and that he will be born again. Pray also for this young man's mother, that the Lord will strengthen her. Now, the thought that I want to share with you is that found in Genesis chapter 13, in which the Lord had called Abraham in chapter 12 to leave the Ur of the Chaldees and to go to get away from his kindred, from his family, his father, and his inheritance, and to go to a land which the Lord would show him. And as he left to go to this land, finds that it's going to be, well, he encounters some opposition along the way, and he doesn't know what to do. And so what does he do? He fears that someone's going to take his wife, and so he goes down and exposes himself to more danger. Because of a famine that had come, he flees and he finds more danger. That's usually the way that we are. We run from one and meet another. When the Lord has called us to a place, he is going to protect us in that place. But Abraham was protected, and he didn't know that he was protected. He didn't know the Lord had protected him. In Genesis 12:14, and it came to pass when Abram was come into Egypt, the Egyptians beheld the woman that she was very fair. Abraham was 75 when he was called, so his wife was 65. And so she was a very beautiful woman. And Abraham feared that the people at that age, at that year, at that place were going to kill him to get his wife. And so he asks his wife to pretend or feign that she is his sister. Now, she was his half-sister. And just as he had suspected, he had said to her, "Behold, now I know thou art a fair woman to look upon. Therefore it shall come to pass when the Egyptians shall see thee, that they shall say, 'This is his wife,' and they will kill me, but they will save thee alive." So even at that time, people respected the matrimony, the vows of marriage. Many years earlier, even in a strange land, he knew that they would respect a man's wife as being his wife, and that there were certain boundaries that they would not cross. So he is concerned about that. Now, she was protected. He was protected because the Lord was providing the protection. He did not know that the Lord would protect, and so he makes some bad decisions. You know, we are doing the same thing today. We'll make decisions today because we don't know what God's program is. And Abraham erred. He moved toward the side of doing wrong rather than to say, "Well, I'll trust God, and I know that the Lord doesn't want me to do right." Rather than to say, "I know the Lord wants me to trust him," he felt like he was left to himself. Well, you're never left to yourself. As a Christian, the Lord is with you. Heavenly Father, we thank thee that we are able to come before thee. And Lord, we ask for thee to save this young man we mentioned earlier. We pray thee to strengthen his mother. We pray thee to strengthen us, to help us to know that we're never left to ourselves. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In the book of Genesis chapter 5, I want to read this several verses here, and the scriptures give to us a cycle. We are going to see how long men lived at that time. Verse 6, and Seth lived 105 years and begat Enos. And Seth lived after he begat Enos 807 years and begat sons and daughters, and all the days of Seth were 912 years, and he died. And Enos lived 90 years and begat Canaan. And Enos lived after he begat Canaan 815 years and begat sons and daughters, and all the days of Enos were 905 years, and he died. And Canaan lived 70 years and begat Mahalalel. And Canaan lived after he begat Mahalalel 840 years and begat sons and daughters, and all the days of Canaan were 910 years, and he died. And Mahalalel lived 65 years and begat Jared. And Mahalalel lived after he begat Jared 830 years and begat sons and daughters, and all the days of Mahalalel were 895, and he died. So notice all of these. The years are diminishing that before they have children. You know, the years get younger. They start having children younger. Even though one started off at 105, and by the time we get to verse 17, having children at the young age of 65. Well, let's start over now. In verse 18, and Jared lived 162 years, and he begat Enoch. And Jared lived after he begat Enoch 800 years, and begat sons and daughters, and all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. So here is one that lives to be 962. But he still, it ends in verse 20, it ends with this phrase, and he died. One old evangelist said that he gets to reading this passage and he thinks that the scripture is talking about Andy. And he died. It's and he died. Verse 21, and Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. And Methuselah lived 107 years and begat Lamech. And Methuselah lived after he begat Lamech 782 years and begat sons and daughters. And all of the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. And Lamech lived 182 years and begat a son, and he called his name Noah, saying, the same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed. Now, how did he know about this? It was passed on to him from Adam. They knew the ground was cursed, passed on to him from Cain. They had this information. The ground was cursed. And Lamech lived after he begat Noah 595 years and begat sons and daughters, and all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth. So Noah was an only child. And the scriptures tell us that Noah begets and begets at the beginning here. Lamech had begat Noah 500 years and sons and daughters. So there were others. But at the beginning, when his name is mentioned, the oldest is given as a son. Now, did you notice a difference in the way that all of these listed? Except when we come to Enoch, all the rest of them, the verses, when they summarize the years, it says, and he died. And when it comes to Enoch, the scriptures say he walked with God. So we learn something about his life. that he had a certain testimony. And the scriptures say he walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years, begat sons and daughters, and all the days of Enoch were 365 years. So, and Enoch walked with God, and we said he was not. He was not found. He was taken away. He did not die. The Lord shows to us here. He goes through all of this, the same pattern. These men lived hundreds of years, and they died. Here is one who is at the age of 365, the youthful age of 365. He doesn't die. God takes him. God has that power that he can take a man from this earth without having that man die. That's God. He brought man into this earth from the dust of the earth. Man goes back to the dust. God has laid aside this cycle. He broke the cycle, and a man does not die and go back to the dust. He was not found. He walked along, and you know, as a preacher, you make your spiritual imagination goes along, and mine along this line, thinking of a man who is walking, who loved his God and walked with the Lord, loved his family because he was a righteous man, a man who loved righteousness and truth, and thinking of the fact the mother at their home waiting for him. Son, go out and meet your dad and see if he's on his way home, working in the field, coming in. Goes out and scriptures say he was not found. Goes back. Mom, I don't see dad out in the field anywhere. Where is he? I don't know. Well, did you check on the back side of the field? No, but I'll go check. Go and check there. Mom, he's not there either. Where is he? Let's call the neighbors and help them to go look for him. We can't find Enoch. The word passes around. Have you heard? Mr. Enoch is missing. All right, well, let's go look for him. You know, he's a good neighbor. He's a good man. He's really helped us. He's been a very kind fellow. Let's see if we can find him. Certainly something has happened to him. No. Scriptures say he walked with God. And he was not. Well, we know that he had this habit of wanting to get alone with his God. And you know, he really was a man that said the reason why he was doing what he was doing because he loved his God. He loved the Lord. What do you suppose happened to him? I don't know. There is no indication that there is any wild beast that has taken him. And we don't think that he left and went away because he was not that kind of man to abandon his family. He was a good man. The scriptures tell us where he went. So we can fill in our imagination can run as far as it wants to. But when it comes to the scriptures, it has to stop and be made right. It can be confused. Come to the scriptures. Rest on the scriptures. Straighten out your thinking by the scriptures. And so here it is. And he was not, for God took him. Enoch is in heaven with the Lord now, not having had to die. Father, we ask for your blessings upon your people today. For Jesus' sake, help us. Amen.